Hare Krishna. Question: can yoga be copyrighted? Can yoga be made into a licensed activity that only certain people can practice and certain people can't? Answer: this has been the unfortunate result of the commercialization of yoga, wherein practices that were known in the yoga wisdom texts of India for a long time and practices that have been neglected otherwise, practices that have been not known to the mainstream world, certain self-interested yoga teachers, they found those practices, those postures, and they are trying to get them copyrighted as if they belong to them, and nobody anywhere in the world can practice those without their own, without their sanction, without paying them. This is a terrible commercialization of a venerable practice, and this is definitely undesirable. This needs to be condemned. Yogic practices cannot be copyrighted in any way, and they are a part of the universal legacy of wisdom that we as humans have got, and anybody can practice it. And any attempts to copyright it that are there, they need to be strongly countered. In principle, yoga is a system of wisdom for not just taking care of one's body, but the body, the mind, and the soul. And that system, although it may have some specific variants, and some people may develop some small variations within the many variants, and say that this variant, because it is developed by me, it is my invention, and I have copyright to it. This is a very commercialized, self-serving misappropriation of a venerable tradition. And this needs to be condemned in the strongest possible terms. And just as certain books which have been there for more than 75 years, you know, the copyright within them, a copyright over them, is automatically waived. And they become a part of the universal wisdom legacy of human beings. So Shakespeare's works, for example, or the Bhagavad Gita, for example, anybody can publish it today and there's no copyright. Yes, if a particular person, has scholar has commented in the Bhagavad Gita, if a particular teacher has commented in the Bhagavad Gita, then that commentary can be copyrighted, but the original text can't be copyrighted. So similarly, we should know that yoga itself has been there and the insights of yoga have been there for a long, long time, and they should be utilized with an understanding of their transcendental purpose, and they should not be misused for commercial gain, thereby defeating the purpose of yoga to go beyond the greed for such commercial gains. Thank you. Hare Krishna.